flowers. In my dream, I awaken to a world made entirely of flowers. As far as the eye can see, all is flowers, fields filled with color and the movement of blossoming. For food, I am fed flowers, and my clothing is all made of them. Still dreaming, I wake up from the flower world into a family of my friends, and I try to explain that I had a dream within a dream of a flower-filled life. When I finally awaken from this third layer of dream into the world I call awake, I see that I am surrounded by flowers beyond counting, planted by me in another time, now multiplied, flourishing after heavy rains. I see them, smell them, attend their births as each rose opens into silken petals of delicate color and scent. Each wild daisy so cheerful, feverfew gathered in welcome at the doorways, lady's mantle and geranium along the driveway. Crowds of daylilies, clusters of bluebells, of magenta rose campion, tiny red dianthus. I love to name them the same way I love to say the star names. I sing Schumann's song, Die Rose, die Lilly, die Taube, die Sonne, the rose, the lily, the dove, the sun. Die liebt ich einst alle in Liebeswonne. I once loved them all in love delight. How shall I say it, this joy that flowers feed, my eager drinking of beauty all day long, so that every evening the dark of nightfall saddens me, and every morning in the seasons of flowers I greet them, welcome them, compliment and admire them as I would my sister in a new dress. But I have not said how the flowers speak to me of my own flowering, each day opening to myself. Whatever I seem to be, I am also a flower, colored by life's layers, exuding love as they do.